Okay, let's just go straight to Dave Renicki. Hello, mate. How are you? Thank you for your time.
Good to be with you, Brent.
Wednesday night's a super blood moon, and they say it might be Australia's best astronomical event of the year. And the good news is it is happening in a time when we don't have to get up in the wee small hours of the morning. Tell us more about it.
Oh, thank God. I knew it would happen sometime. Yeah, good. This is going to be a corker. It's a lunar eclipse. It's also a super moon as well. And it's just one of those events that's going to cost you nothing to have a look at, and it's going to be an eye-opener too. Look, it's the true super blood moon. The last one we had was in 2001. You won't see another one until 2033, so it's pretty special. So what are we going to see? We're going to see the moon pass into the Earth's shadow. When it does that, it's going to turn a pinky red colour. A lot of people say it's going to turn a blood red colour, but I don't think it's going to be that deep. Either way, it's going to be nice to have a look at, and I've got some times to for you to write down as well.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, if you want to just take this down. for Sydney, Brisbane, anywhere along the coast, 7:44 p.m. is when it starts.
7:44 p.m.
When I say it starts, you won't see much. You'll just see a gradual pinking on one side. 9:11 is a big one. If you just want to pop your head out the window and have a look at it without any of the drama leading up to it. 9:11 is when we have totality, and that's when the moon will be at its richest and most deep in the shadow of the Earth. It finishes at 9:25, Brett, so it's all over by that time, and then you have the tail out. So you've got a few hours of good observing there. Don't need to have any special equipment. A pair of binoculars wouldn't go astray. And it won't hurt your eyes either. It's one of those events, unlike a solar eclipse, where the light won't damage your eyes at all.
They say this could be the best we'll see for several years.
Yeah, it will be, I think. I mean, it's not very often you get a supermoon, and when you do, you've got a lunar eclipse at the same time. Let's try a little experiment here. A lot of people don't understand why this is being caused. Now, a lot of the reason, believe it or not, for the redness on the moon is the pollution in our atmosphere.
Right.
If you've got a bit of paper there in front of you, grab a bit of A4 paper and a pen.
Got it.
Now, anyone listening, just do this in your mind's eye. It's the best way I can explain it. It's easier to do this. Draw a little circle on the left-hand side, about the size of a Vegemite tin lid.
Done.
Then draw one next to that on the right, a little bit smaller.
Done.
And then go over to the right again and draw one a little bit smaller than that as well.
Done.
Now, have a look at that. The first one is the sun. Just write the sun next to it.
Sun.
The middle one is the Earth.
Earth.
And the last one is the moon.
Moon.
Now, when you look at that diagram you've got there, you'll find the sunlight washes to the right over the Earth.
Right, yes.
And anything behind that's going to be in the Earth's shadow. Well, that's where the moon is. It's going to pass into that shadow. But it's also going to pass into diluted light. Now, the sunlight passing over the Earth is going to be refracted through the atmosphere. When it does that, the atmosphere will take out a lot of the bright light, the white colours and the lighter colours, but leave mainly the red. The red light is smaller in quantity. They're the less damaging wavelengths. And that's why when you can looking back at the old photographic film days, that's why they had a red light in the laboratory when they were developing film. It doesn't damage film, so it won't hurt your eye or cause any other damage. So that's why we get that effect. Now, the atmosphere being slightly polluted, or if you want to call it badly polluted, depends on which side of the fence you live on, you've got that increased redness, and that's the reason for it. The pollution in our atmosphere, with our industrialization we've got, is part of the reason that we have that. Now, 200 or 300 years ago, if this event would have taken place, it'd only be very, very tiny pink. You wouldn't see much at all. And if we had some of those nasty bushfires still raging, even as far away as Indonesia or over in South America, and because it does waft over this way, but if we had those happening now, that colour would be much more red or deeper red
than what it is. Dave Renicki, I'm sorry, I've got to go, mate. We've got to go to the news. Thank you for that. Well, it all starts at 7:44 tomorrow night, but the big time is 9:11, and it is all done and dusted by 9:25. We'll remind you again tomorrow.